This podcast may contain adult language, adult situations, and some movie spoilers, so listener discretion is advised.
You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Cool?
Jack Burton, me.
You're a bluebird. You're a brownie. You're a Girl Scout cookie.
He doesn't know how to use the three seashells.
I used to love Doggy Chow.
I used to love Doggy Chow, too.
Want a date? Going out? Looking for some action? Need some company?
This is a snakeskin jacket. And for me, it's a symbol of my individuality and my belief in personal freedom.
It's not important, okay? You're not important. Get used to it.
Baby, you are gonna miss that plane.
Welcome to the Cinema Recall Podcast. Hello, everyone. The Vern here, Cinema Recall. Doing a really quick little bonus episode right now. And I brought along with me a good friend that I've not seen in many, many years. She came over for a birthday party with her hubby Pat, my good buddy, Kim Walentini.
Hi!
This is the first time ever doing a podcast, folks. All right. But I'm excited. We're on our way right now to see the latest Miyazaki film, The Boy and the Heron. And I want to ask you, Kim, about your history with Miyazaki. What was the first movie you ever saw of his?
I'd have to say it probably was Spirited Away.
Yeah. Was it because of the Oscar nominations and everything, too? Or
it probably a lot of the talk about it at the time just drove me to see it. And it's probably one of the ones that got me attached to anime, like anime movies, a little bit more. Because I know after that, that's when I saw Howl's Moving Castle, and Princess Mononoke.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I know for me, it was definitely Princess Mononoke. I didn't know it was a Miyazaki film. I just remember the trailers coming out, and the trailers were being done before big budget action movies. I remember when I rented Pulp Fiction and I had a preview for that. I thought, well, that's kind of cool having an animated movie before this. So, and I was really into that movie. And then, of course, when Spirited Away came out, and then really into that, Howl's Moving Castle, and then just go on from there, Ponyo. I think his, what was that? The My Neighbor Totoro.
I don't know if I've seen that one yet. I know we have a friend who has it, and I've watched a little bit of it. It's cute.
Yeah.
I like that one. Ponyo is kind of funny. I didn't get into Ponyo as much as I got into Spirited Away.
Sure.
I think Spirited Away is, like, far superior for sure. So I'm excited to see where this one lands.
Yeah, me too. The other one I really liked was The Secret World of Ariadne.
I've not seen that one yet, so that's on my list.
That was actually... But I'm upset because they made... Okay, there's a Japanese version... And then they had the American voice cast with, like, I think there's, like, Bridget Medler, and I think Will Ferrell's in that one. But they also have a British voice cast. And that's what I really want to watch, with Saoirse Ronan and Mark Strong in there.
Let me ask you, are you more of a fan of, do you prefer watching it in its natural voice with the subtitles, or do you... Do you like having the American voiceovers?
The weird thing too is that Miyazaki films always get very professional actors to do the voices of. And they do a really good job with the American dub. And I can kind of take either or. Like, I've seen Spirited Away, the subtitle version, with the Japanese voices. And I've seen the American version as well. And they are both very good. It's hard for me to choose. It's animation, and since it's animation, I feel that with animation, you can have different voices and have it be good. It's like with the movie where the pigs fly the warplanes, Pasco Rocco or Porco Rocco. It's set in World War II, and it's a bunch of pigs flying fighter planes. And I really want to see the French dub, because the French dub is supposed to have Catherine Deneuve in one of the speaker voices, And so I'm very kind of curious. And people are saying that the French dub is better than both the Japanese dub and the American dub. So I'm kind of curious. And since it's animation, it's nice that they can do all of these in the same way there. So right now, folks, we're on the way to the AMC theaters to watch it. This is your first time seeing a movie in a while.
I saw Barbie in the theaters, but I used to go, like you and I used to go uptown and
yeah.
go to the Lagoon and see movies all the time, and it's a habit I've kind of missed doing.
We're getting older now, you know, just things happen, you know.
You know, COVID, we were being careful.
That's right, COVID.
and then I just kind of got lazy and haven't gone out, so I'm excited to enjoy some movie time.
COVID feels like this weird, like where time just stopped for a while. Coming back, so yeah, I'm intrigued to see The Boy and the Heron. I'm excited for myself because I've not watched any trailers for this movie, so I really don't know what it's about. I just know it's got a boy and a bird. A boy and a bird, that's all I know.
I've seen the trailers, but I still don't know what it's about.
So. Okay, all right, fair enough. See?
They're really good at making trailers that don't give away too much of the storyline. So.
Yep, that's true. But folks, so we're gonna come back right now after the break. We're gonna play some podcast shows that I think you should check out, and then we'll be right back after this. Don't forget to follow us on all of your favorite social media apps and listen to us on your favorite podcast apps, Good Pods, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're available on Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio app for iOS and Android phone. It puts the most trending articles on the web and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time ever, the entire web becomes listenable. Stop scrolling, start listening. Go to newsly.me, use the promo code RECALL, and get 1 month free of their premium service. And we will be back after these commercial messages.
Hi, I'm Dietrich.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Ben.
We're from the podcast That Song From That Movie, the journey through the very best and worst of movie songs.
We want you to join us on our voyage across the cinematic sound waves as we take a deep dive on a new song and movie each week to figure out just what makes them tick.
Already we've set sail with Celine Dion on the Titanic, found a friend in Toy Story, and gotten drenched out in the rain with Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Hopefully each breakdown allows us to answer the ultimate question of what's better, the movie or the song. Or at least learn something new along the way.
Just like learning that Toy Story 4 is a meaningless cash grab without a soul.
You can subscribe right now on all good podcast platforms. If you use one of the bad ones, then that's on you, and we can't be held responsible.
Subscribe to That Song From That Movie.
All right, everyone. We are back, Cinema Recall Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And I know I'm forgetting something. I always do this every time we get back from break. I'm forgetting something. And when I forget shit, I gotta mention Magic Mind. Magic Mind is an energy shot. It boosts procrastination and boosts eligibility. You can get our Magic Mind shot. Go to magicmind.com/cinemarecall. Use a promo code cinemarecall20 and you get 56% off your first 10 days purchase. So Magic Mind, they're a really great energy company. It's all natural ingredients. Magic Mind. There you go. Get that out of the way. But we just got out of the theater right now to see the movie The Boy and the Heron. I'm here with my buddy Kim.
Hey.
My movie buddy here. The story, help me out here with this story here, Kim, because a young boy, his mother died. It's set during World War II, or after World War II.
I couldn't even pick up the timeline. It's during a war.
It's during a war.
And his mother passes, well...
Does it both his parents pass away? Just his mom?
Just his mom.
Okay. And his dad is remarried, and he goes to live with his new family, his new mom, and his new mom is going to have a child. And while there, he meets up with this heron, and he finds out from the heron that your mother is still alive, and you have to come with me to find out more about her.
Yeah, what does he keep saying? You're
that's something you're destined to go and do this.
You're invited.
Yeah, we invite you. and then a bunch of like frogs and fish, and they're hovering over him, and they bring him up to this tower, and this tower was created by this old guy who was obsessed with it, but he gets trapped inside of it, and he starts building the tower. A lot of fantastical elements, and something it's hard for me to describe on a podcast.
It's trippy.
It's a very trippy feature because a lot of things happen. There are like these parakeets that want to eat people. Yeah.
Cannibalistic parakeets.
I know. Just give me your thoughts about this, Kim. Just give me what you're watching this. Would you?
I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. I would have to say it's trippy is the best way I can explain it. But that's, if you've seen any of these type of movies, there it always has that. I'm really bad with words. It's like that fantasy flow throughout it. It's very.
I just got really lost trying to understand the story of this. All I got is that this boy is going to this area to save his mother.
And he's going. He's going to this area because his silver. Not to give. I don't know how much of the plot to give it, but yeah, his new mom. Is pregnant and she disappears, and so throughout the whole, before this point, they're warning him not to go to this tower because there's history with this family with this tower, and magical weird things happening in. You find out it's like a dimension to another world.
Okay. So I got very much vibes of Miyazaki's Spirited Away. And I also got some vibes of Guillermo del Toro's Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah. I would say there's definitely Spirited Away and Pan's Labyrinth. There's something.
Yeah. And there's so much things going on with this world that my mind gets like kind of lost when watching it, because when you watch the movie, folks, you're just so bombarded with all these visual imagery.
It's a beautiful movie. I think that's the best. I mean, it's like an oil painting.
Yeah,
movie. It's
my pick to win like best animated movie, just because it is hand drawn and the amount of detail that they put into like the backgrounds. And you were mentioning like there was a scene that I missed and I had to go to the bathroom.
Yes. Like this scene where these creatures that they fly away and they're supposed to be the next spirits going to be reborn, and then pelicans come and try to eat them, and they start eating them, and then this lady pops out and starts burning them all, and it's just, it's a very visual scene.
I know it's something that I will probably watch.
I promise I didn't take anything before this movie.
No, it was supposed to, I should have taken something before I saw this movie. Because I had no idea what was going on. But it's just so gorgeous to look at. It's funny in places. I will always praise Miyazaki because he will always give me a story that I've never seen before. And the fact that I can't describe it that well makes it that much more exciting for me, and hopefully for you listening to this, you should go support hand-drawn animated movies. There's some really weird stuff, like the little soul creatures that he goes to that war with, the little happy soul creatures, that just made me laugh. And they're like, he's covered up that fish, and they're like, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of that one short Rejected. Everybody dance! Do-do-do-do! Yay! Life is good! This little happy creature's dancing. If you don't know Rejected, look it up, Rejected, Don Hertzfeldt. But in that short, there's like these little creatures that are all happy and dancing, these little crowd creatures.
It's like the Adipose creatures from Doctor Who.
I don't know those Adipose creatures. You mentioned it before to a crowd in the theater.
Yeah, there's an episode of Doctor Who where if you ever watch Doctor Who, there's always weird monsters and creatures, and they look exactly like the creatures called Adipose. I can't explain it more than that.
Okay, I'm sure everyone will listen to that. Yeah. That's fair.
But they were, I do know. That reminded me of a princess. Isn't it in Princess?
Prince of Mononoke.
The spirit, little spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of. It's like a different version of those little spirit guys.
Oh. I know our buddy Daniel Lackey and Richard Kirkham, they're good Doctor Who fans, so I'm sure they'll probably recognize those creatures from Doctor Who. It reminds me of the little crowd creatures from Rejected.
That no one's anus was bleeding.
No one's, yeah. Yay! Life is good! My anus is bleeding! I started laughing because it just reminded me of those creatures so much. But yeah, overall,
it's visually amazing.
Yeah.
The stories, you know, I thought it was a good one. It wasn't the worst, it wasn't the best, but it was very entertaining.
It kind of lost me at a few places, so I know it's something I will have to maybe seek again. Yeah, I can't say anything more about it than that. I would give it, out of 5 stars, I would give it 4.
I think that, yeah, those little parts of it that are a little slow in the beginning there, I think it took, they do a lot of build up in these movies, and that's, yeah. I think, but that's kind of good because it makes the characters more fulfilling, I guess.
Yeah, definitely good fantasy elements there, you know, I can see references to The Wizard of Oz as well in this,
it's just constant fantasy.
Yeah. World building, yeah, the whole, like, grandpa at the end kind of remind me of, like, a wizard in a way. Yeah, that's so. Overall, yeah, good stuff there. Anyways, folks, that's it for our discussion of The Boy and the Heron, the new film from Miyazaki. And I hope you all enjoy our little conversation here. I know that Kim and I will be back to talk about Aliens. In a coming up weeks or two, they're going to be doing a screening of that over at the Parkway Theater. So, get to see that. Excited because I just saw Alien not too long ago and be excited to see Aliens on the big screen. Thank you very much for listening to this bonus episode. Apologize, Ashley is not on this episode right now. She hasn't been replaced, alright? Ashley will be back on future episodes, but I do have more friends besides just Ashley that will come join me on these podcast episodes. So thank you, Kim.
Glad to help.
Appreciate that very much, bud. Hey, folks, thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow all our episodes at cinemarecall.net. Follow us on the Twitter. I'm not calling it X. No, fuck you. At cinema_recall. Join our Facebook group, Crack. Cinema Recall's awesome cinematic club with a K. And we'll be back with more episodes when we get to it. Laters, everybody. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lamb Podcasting Network. Find the network at largeassmovieblogs.com.